Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 1, 1805. Snow-covered mountains. The party travels 23 miles upstream today with the help of the tow ropes. This means that most of the men are walking on shore, pulling the pirogues. The men are used to walking great distances in a day, but 23 miles pulling boats upstream is a Herculean feat. Captain Lewis recites his entry today.
The morning was cloudy and a few drops of rain. Set out early and proceeded on as usual by the help of our cords. The river cliffs and bluffs, not so high as yesterday, and the country becomes more level. A mountain or a part of the North Mountain appears to approach the river within 8 or 10 miles, bearing north from our encampment of last evening. Captain Clark, who walked on shore today, informed me that the river hills were much lower than usual, and that from the tops of those hills he had a delightful view of rich, level, and extensive plains on both sides of the river. The river, from 200 to 400 yards wide, current more gentle and still becoming clearer. Saw buffalo at a distance in the plains, particularly near a small lake on the larboard side, about 8 miles distance. We passed 6 islands and encamped on the 7th. They are all small but contain some timber. I saw the chokecherry, the yellow, and the red currant bushes. The wild rose appears now to be in full bloom, as are the prickly pear, which are numerous in these plains. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 1, 1805.
The island where the Corps camped today was in the vicinity of present-day Boggs Island in Choteau County, Montana. The last few days, the captains kept course distances right in their daily journals. These details were usually kept in a separate journal. These distance entries were important, marking significant terrestrial features. Tomorrow, hides for the iron boat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.